Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We've been continuing talking about a series about John Bevere and his book called The Bait of Satan. And it's interesting that he talks about, in this book, The Bait of Satan, talks about offense and how we can be easily offended. Imagine that.
Very easily. And as I've just been continuing to go through this, you know, we talked recently about, you know, the life of Joshua. And
you mean Joseph?
Joseph, yes, thank you. And the life of Joseph and his just life of humility. And we were talking about yesterday about the hardships and what he had gone through. And he was sold into slavery by his brothers. He was wrongly accused. He was arrested, taken to prison. And through that time, you know, God was just preparing him. And when you read in Genesis, you can read the life of Joseph. But there was a time when the initial brothers that sold Joseph into slavery, there was a time of reconciliation when he was brought back to them. And he, at this time, Joseph was brought to basically second in command over a whole country, over Egypt. Mm-hmm. And as I was reading through the difficulties and the life that Joseph went through, it just stopped me, because you think about all of these years where he was away from his brothers, and then he finally sees them. And in Genesis 45, you know, what he says to them absolutely just grips me. In Genesis 45, he says, and this is Joseph responding to his brothers, verse 5, he says, "And now, do not be distressed, and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here," because these were the brothers that sold him into slavery. Mm-hmm. Joseph says, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there has been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be not be plowing, and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you a remnant on earth and to save your lives by great deliverance." And I thought about that, and it's just like, Joseph understood that it was God that sent him there. Not his brothers, not those that wrongly accused him, but it was God that sent him ahead of those that were coming after him. And what John Bevere writes about this in his book, The Bait of Satan, just really captures the paradigm of where we need to be in those hardships. And John Bevere starts talking about the Israelites. And when they were in the desert, they did not catch that paradigm that Joseph had. The Israelites just continued to complain. They continued to gripe against God.
Right.
And this is what John Bevere says about the Israelites. He says, their offense toward the Israelites towards, they were offended by God. He says, their offense resulted in that generation's never seeing the land God promised they would possess. And it's just like, God's trying to prepare you for a promised land in your life. But you're going to miss it if you keep complaining. And John Bevere continues to write, "Many people have been serving the Lord fervently and have come into difficult life situations because of being mistreated by either wicked men or carnal Christians. The truth is that they have been treated unjustly. But to become offended would only fulfill the enemy's purpose of getting them out of the will of God." And even in that, and it's just like, who is in control of the will of God in your life? So often that we can just like, well, God's in control. But the real question is, or the real statement is, there's only one person that can get you out of the will of God. Not a man, not a woman, not God, but you. If you get offended and we take on that offense, we're allowing the devil to come into our lives, and we're giving up what God had constituted. Because it's when we choose, I can humble myself and entrust myself to what God is doing, and God's will has come to pass. Or we can take on that pride and get offended, and it's just like, that's when we get out of the will of God. And we become held captive by what the enemy's doing. And as I continue to just soak in Joseph's life, our hardships are not about us. Our hardships about the hardships of others. Because when you read about what happened in Egypt, Joseph was just talking to his brothers because there was a famine. When he talked to them, they were 2 years into the famine, and there were still 5 years left to come.
Mm-hmm.
And when you read about it, people sold all their money, all their food, the very land that they had. They went back to Joseph and said, we have no food.
Mm-hmm.
There was such a famine that Egypt and the surrounding regions had a famine.
Mm-hmm.
But because of God's will in Joseph's life, he sent Joseph ahead to lead that whole region through the famine.
Mm. Right.
And I just want to encourage you, because your hardships are not about you. Your hardships, if you would just submit to what God is doing.
And trust yourself to him who judges justly.
Exactly. Mm. There is a bigger plan that God is setting you up for. And that's what was really encouraging me, is because it's like driving a car. I remember when I was first learning how to drive a car, I was focused on the front hood.
Yeah.
Like the first 5 feet.
Like 2 inches in front of you.
And it was just like, you're going back and forth. You're going left side of the lane, right side of the lane. And I remember my dad, he taught me, he says, you got to look way out. You got to look at the horizon, because that's where you'll be able to make the most adjustments. Because you can respond accordingly to the things ahead of you. Or it's a stoplight, it's something turning, or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
When we're in situations, we get so focused on right in front of our hood, proverbial, the hoods in our lives. But God is so far-sighted. He's got a bigger plan than what we see.
Mm-hmm.
But we respond, well, what about what's right in front of me? And it's not about that. And I just want to encourage you, the fact that if we would just submit to what God is doing, and to just know the fact that it's not about us.
Mm-hmm.
Because if we just allow God to lead us through the hardships in our lives, God's going to use us to lead others through the hardships in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's all about full circle. It's all about everybody else.
Right. Yeah.
And that's that paradigm you have to have, is just submit to what God is doing.
That's so powerful what you're saying, because we get tripped up.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest thing that trips you up is thinking about yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, if Joseph sat there. I mean, you're in prison now.
Yeah,
he had plenty of time to think.
Years.
Think about that.
Yeah.
I mean, plenty of time, all left to his lonesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like betrayal after betrayal after betrayal. At a certain point, he could have just said, look,
yeah,
it's done, whatever, you know. And it all started with a prophetic word.
Yeah, right.
Anything about it is that he just said, you know, had to come to himself and said, this had to be about God.
Mm-hmm.
And you can fall into the trap of thinking that every injustice, everything that happens, that you got to stick your chest out and you got to be the one to defend yourself and you have to say something. You can't remain silent, and this is wrong. And how could they? And do they know who I am? And and it's like, man, you are on a slippery slope.
Yeah.
Because you took your eyes off of God and you really made it horizontal about man.
Mm-hmm.
When you truly understand that nothing can happen to you outside of God's will,
that's right,
then all you can say is that God allowed it.
Yep.
And how is your what is your appropriate response to what God allowed?
Mm-hmm.
And it was an interesting statement that you said earlier, and I believe it was John Bevere's statement, but it had to do with the fact that oftentimes it's the abuses in our life, or the struggles in our life, or the trials in our life, or the injustices that have happened to us in our life,
mm-hmm,
that have brought us into the fulfillment of our destiny.
Mm.
I can tell you of countless people who know the Lord Jesus Christ today because of extreme injustices that have done in their life, yeah, or horrible trials and situations. And they had to come to the end of themselves and out of what seemed to be horrible.
Yeah.
I mean, horrible situations, the darkest moments of their life, the deepest betrayals, the deepest hurts, the deepest pains.
Right.
Out of that, that propelled them into their destiny.
Mm-hmm.
And if we try to run away from those experiences and try to blame others for those experiences and refuse to find God in the midst of it, then we'll never, ever reach the fulfillment of what God has for us.
Right.
And we'll be wounded, we'll be bitter, we'll be offended, And it's like, man, that ain't good. I mean, look what happened to the Israelites.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They complain, they complain, they complain, they complain. Mm-hmm. And God gave them what they wanted.
Right.
But the word says that while their meat was still in their teeth, God's anger burned against them. We talked about on VFN Radio that God's writing a story. Don't mess it up.
Mm-mm.
Don't mess it up. You got to listen to that segment because God is trying to write a story with your life. And he's the author. He's the one that allowed it. But you want to take the pen and say, oh, no, no. I don't. Can we just eliminate this whole chapter on jail here? Can we eliminate this chapter of bankruptcy? Can we eliminate this chapter of hardship, of sickness? Can we eliminate this? Mm-hmm. And God's saying, listen, I want to do a miracle. I want to use you as a sign and a wonder. I want to use you as a testimony of my grace, a testimony of my love, a testimony of what I can do because I am a way maker, but you won't allow me to do that in your life. You won't allow me to take you through the fire. You won't allow me to help you to walk on water. You won't allow me to help you to come out of that situation where everybody said it was over.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to write the script.
Mm-hmm.
And the greatest way that you can say that you trust God and love God is if you allow God to write the script. Put the pen back in his hand.
Let go of the pen.
Give him back the keys to the car.
Yeah.
And get your eyes off the hood, like Steve said. Get your eyes on the horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Stop being a backseat driver to the Lord. Oh, don't you? Stop. Can you slow down? This is really, you're taking me really past my comfort zone.
That's right. You're going way too fast.
You're going way too fast, God, way too fast.
I don't know this road.
Can you get me out of this neighborhood? I do not like this neighborhood.
It's dark. I can't see.
Yeah.
It's raining. Get your eyes off of the conditions.
Mm.
Get your eyes off the hood. And put your eyes back on God.
It is amazing how this is all working. It's people just like you, friends like you that stand with us and understand, you know, we've got to make a difference in our generation, that stand with us prayerfully and financially, to just partner on a monthly basis, to financially build a foundation that where we can carry this message not only to the nation of America, but to the nations of the world. It's amazing how so many people are being encouraged by a simple gift of a few dollars a month, $25 a month, $50 a month, whatever it is. And you know what? Together, if you're having difficulty in how to present the gospel to this generation, partner with us, and we together at VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program will bring the gospel to this nation and this nation by God's grace to the Lord. Go to VFNTV.com and click on giving. VFNTV.com and click on giving. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.